A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Monday, January 20th. I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. The city of St. Louis has hired another contractor to help clear the streets of ice and snow.
Mayor's office spokesperson Connor Kerrigan said in a Sunday night release, the addition of BSR to the extra deployment means 8 more trucks, 6 that can plow and drop salt, and 2 with salt spreading capabilities only. Kerrigan said crews remained out in force over the weekend, but City Hall recognizes not every street or neighborhood has been touched. Work will continue for more days with city vehicles and the extra contractors. Brad Choate, KMOX News.
With this cold snap, the Emergency Weather Response Group has reactivated its overnight emergency shelters there for people who are homeless in St. Charles, Lincoln, and Warren counties.
Organizer Danielle Barunda says people in need know their group provides a safe place where they can get an evening meal, breakfast, and transportation in the morning. She says they also accept animals as long as they're contained.
Those with dogs just love that we have food for them, and they especially love the wet food. They're like, oh my gosh, my dog can have a good meal, you know. So people and dogs alike get a good meal, and it's really been very positive in our community.
Facilities taking part through Tuesday night include the Lincoln County Health Department, Harvester Christian Church in St. Charles, Winsville Christian Church, and the Mary Lou Community Center in Truesdale. Julie Carpenter, KMOX News.
And in the city of St. Louis, the best way to find a warming shelter is by calling 211.
The annual Martin Luther King Day observance in St. Louis begins at 9:30 this morning at City Hall. The organizing committee says this year's honorees include Circuit Attorney Gabe Gore, St. Louis County Executive Sam Page, Ollie Mae Stewart of Southside Wellness Center, and others to include India Gibbs Harris, Leslie Gill, Reginald Slaughter, Jeremiah Hawthorne, and the late Tammy Holland.
The city of St. Louis looking for contractors to repair Chuck Berry's former home in the Greaterville neighborhood. The structurally compromised house owned by the city set to be stabilized for future redevelopment. Repairs include roof work, wall reconstruction, floor repairs, and debris removal. The St. Louis Business Journal says a pre-bid meeting set for February 4th with bids due by February 14th.
A hearing tomorrow could clear a path to end a years-long pause for promotions within the St. Louis City Fire Department.
KMOX previously told you how the city is using a broad interpretation of a judicial order to block any future promotions within the St. Louis City Fire Department until a lawsuit has been concluded. The ruling stems from a suit filed by a group of firefighters who have filled captains and battalion chief positions in an acting capacity, assuming the responsibility but without the pay associated with these promotions. Their attorneys are asking the judge to clarify his order only includes the positions being sued over. The city is opposing this clarification, saying it is over hypotheticals. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
We now know when services will be held for 34-year-old Colin Lishway, the McHenry University men's and women's water polo team coach. Colin died last week in a horrific collision with a semi on Interstate 44.
Fellow coach and dear friend Miguel Figueres says there will be a visitation at Bob Chapel on Wednesday, followed by a gathering at Blueberry Hill on Thursday.
So that's the way the family's going to do it.
Miguel says Colleen would have loved this. A GoFundMe has been set up for her family. Coach is survived by her husband, Casey, and her 3-year-old daughter, Ozzy. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
A new home is coming to Jefferson County to help local young people heal from sex trafficking.
Nonprofit The Covering House has been helping young girls heal from the trauma of sex trafficking with therapy and education since 2009. Founder Dee Dee Lehman.
We probably have more kids being trafficked than are actually being reported. The number of kids that we see at The Covering House fall into a category where they know their trafficker, which means that it's either a parent, an uncle, a foster parent, a neighbor.
The Covering House is now building a larger facility to provide care up to 10 youth, with plans expanding to 15 in the future. Administrator Laura Baker.
We were gifted 17 acres through a very generous family years ago. And on the 17 acres, we will have a new residential facility with 2 residential wings, and then a main living area space, a full commercial kitchen, and our administrative offices will also be located there as well. That'll be the first time in all these years since inception that our administrative staff and our house staff will be able to be all together. So we're all really excited and looking forward to it.
That second wing will be the possibility of housing boys in the future. The project is expected to be done by the end of 2025. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, the contamination at the Westlake landfill is more widespread than the Environmental Protection Agency thought. On Friday, the EPA announced they have expanded the area that needs cleaning up, and the price tag has shot up to almost $400 million, almost twice the cost. That is due to the expanded cleanup, but also cost increases due to inflation. Don Chapman with Just Moms STL welcomes the expanded cleanup, but says they told the EPA the site was way more dangerous and more proof the agency botched the original investigation. According to a release from the EPA, another 20,000 cubic yards of contaminated soil and debris will need to be dug up. That is more than three football fields. When excavation might begin at the site, that has not been released.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.